searching for something to put a smile back on your face. Just remember, in unusual times, it can come from an unusual place. You need a partner for the ride, 'cause everybody needs a Clyde. So set your worries to the side. Pretend I got a hand I can lend, 'cause when you really need a friend, just ask. Shit 90 Shows taught me.
Shit 90 Shows taught me was not filmed before a live studio audience.
Welcome back to Shit 90 Shows Taught Me. I'm Jess Sterling, here with my co-host, Sarah Ferguson. Sarah, how are you?
Jess, I'm doing really good, especially because I only had to pay $9.99 to hang out with you today, and I feel like that's a really good bargain.
I really should start increasing my prices, I think.
Ah, Jess, you know I'm not good at a budget.
Yeah, can you imagine if we went on a two-month car trip, road trip across the 50 states, drove to Hawaii?
How do you think that would go? Do you think that would be... I mean, not the drive to Hawaii. Like, how do you think, like, the 2 months car drive would go?
I think it would be fine. I think it would work.
At what point do you think we'll be annoyed at each other?
A few weeks in, I would say.
You think so?
I think
so?
It would take a few weeks.
Who's, like, taking the first shot?
Tough call. You're more passive-aggressive, and I'm more aggressive-aggressive.
Mm-hmm.
So... I think you would get annoyed with me first. That's my prediction.
Really?
Yeah.
Maybe it would just be like, okay, like, I'm ready to retreat to my quarters now.
Which is fine. Like, everybody needs some me time, you know? Like, yeah. I think that would make sense.
Yeah.
But yeah, we're here talking Boy Meets World, season 3, episode 22, season finale.
The finale. We have nearly completed another season of Boy Meets World.
Wild.
Always unbelievable.
I know. I mean, obviously we're going through them quicker now that we're doubling up on a lot of episodes, but it still is shocking to me how quickly we're moving through this series. Like, I feel like, I mean, we talked about the fact that they skipped through some time, and now we're finding out, like, Eric's 3 years older than Corey, even though I feel like he used to be 5 years older.
Yeah. I'm like, having so many, like, rabbit hole conspiracies about, like, the time jump again, because, like, now I read today that, like, this means that, like, Topanga and Corey were broken up for 3 years, and I'm like what in the world is happening? Like, I really do wish that somebody within the Boy Meets World lexicon was
gave us like a timeline or something.
Yeah, like, this is what happened, like, or at least admit, like, a major mistake.
Yeah. Oh yeah, it doesn't make any sense how any of this works, but
no it doesn't. Life, and then at one point they said, like, Morgan was saying that she was 10, and in this episode she's 8. Like,
it's all over the place, and this
I
is
don't
typical
know anything.
Like, family sitcom where they just don't care about, like, concurrency at all.
Yeah. And it's fine because it's just a sitcom, but it's like, it's confusing when we're talking about, like, okay, so next year they're 15. Mm-hmm. So that means next year they're definitely going to 11th grade, but then how is Eric graduating high school? Like, what?
None of this makes sense.
Yeah. And the bed switch. Ugh.
The bed switch is a whole other thing. Yeah.
I know.
But here we are. We're recording on a Sunday this week instead of a Monday.
Sunday. Yeah, because tomorrow's the Labor Day in America. And we have to... Labor Day is like... If you don't know, you're not supposed to do any sort of labor on Labor Day, which is kind of like, wouldn't you feel like, oh, Labor Day, like, today I'm going to work really hard?
It should be labor-free day.
Yes. So because of that, we are following Labor Day and we're taking the day off from podcasting.
Mm-hmm.
So no labor tomorrow.
No labor tomorrow. For us. No, we might go mini golfing.
I'm not going mini golfing.
No, not you. Not me. Me and my husband might go. My husband and I might go mini golfing tomorrow. We'll see how the weather is. It looks like it's supposed to be nice enough, and we haven't really gone all summer, so that's the plan for our labor-free Labor Day.
Yeah, what ball color are you going to try to get?
I usually always get purple if it's available. Well,
if there's no purple.
If there's no purple, I usually go for a blue or like a teal. Mm. Teal's like my secondary color.
Teal's pretty.
If I can get it. And if third would be red.
Amazing.
Mm-hmm. I don't know what Will usually got. I feel like Will usually is like a blue guy if he can get it. But yeah, I'm usually the winner at mini golf, so we'll just have to see.
Wow, skills.
I know. He beat me last time, but in my defense, I was sick. So, you know. He can only beat me when I'm, you know, when I'm down and out. So
yeah, so you would say that illness is your handicap.
Exactly. And this time, I'm strong. I'm not sick. I'm ready to go. I'm going to kick his ass.
All right, you go, girl.
You're already here first.
We'll see.
But yeah. And then what are your plans for the labor-free Labor Day?
I'm not positive. I was supposed to go to the pool, but we had a really crazy, like, Hurricane Ida, like everybody in the South that experienced that, I'm really sorry. But if you don't know, it also traveled to New York City and New Jersey. So there was like crazy stuff that was happening in my town. Thankfully, I'm elevated, so I wasn't affected by it. My brother and sister-in-law, actually, their basement got flooded they're really struggling actually right now. But long story short, the pool got swamped out. Ugh. So no more swimming.
Yeah.
Unless we want to swim in a swamp, which I don't think is advisable.
No, not really your ideal thing
to
do.
I'm not quite positive what we're up to yet. I hopefully will still get to hang out, see my friends, but I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Just gotta see.
Yeah.
Stupid hurricanes, we're done with you. We're over. It's too many.
I think it's still hurricane season for the rest of September. So.
Of course it is.
But yeah, if anybody was affected by Hurricane Ida, my heart goes out to you. I hope that you're okay and, you know, your family is safe. And I am sorry.
Yeah.
Rain, hurricanes are not fun.
No. Water is no joke. People think water is like cute and fun. No. That shit can destroy shit. So.
Yeah.
But shall we get into the episode of Boy Meets World? We are talking Brother is the name of
Brother.
One. Yeah. So we start out at school. Eric's cleaning out his locker. And we see Turner and Eli returning like confiscated items to him. A pair of giant underpants. I want to know what his plan was with these. Like, is he going
to
wear
them? Just to get a laugh. To get a laugh. Yep.
And Puppet Feeny, which if he made Puppet Feeny, I'm very impressed.
Eric is a great puppeteer. I mean, we saw that last week with Puppet Corey Dummy Corey.
He has a skill.
Yeah. I think that this is a unrealized talent of Eric's. He should totally be the next Jim Hansen and become a puppeteer.
Absolutely. These are high quality puppets. His impressions of Feeny are good too. Detention, Mr. Matthews.
Yeah. That would strike fear in me. Spot instantly.
On. Yeah.
Instantly. It wasn't locker cleanout day like always the best, because I don't know why, it just like symbolizes the last day of school, and like, you know, they had it here. They had like trash cans in the middle of the hallway.
That was how ours went too. Mine was never that bad. I never kept too many like things floating around in my locker. It was pretty organized. But how about you? Did you always end up like filling up the garbage can with crap?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I think I've told you senior year of high school, I didn't even know my locker combination, because I just like, there was this thing, because we had like the top box where you kept the books. We talked about this before.
Yeah.
But there's a way that you can hit it and pop it open.
Like, oh, you didn't even need your...
So I didn't even need my locker. But yeah, like every other year, like there was always like random stuff in the locker that never got cleaned out. It was always like a mess. But I don't know. It just like feels good. Locker clean out day just feels so good. I actually had like another dream, like, you know, the dream where you're in school and you didn't go to a class all semester.
And then you have a test.
And then you have to, like, try to drop the class. It's like, why do I still have this dream after all these years?
I had a dream the other night that I had to go back to working the job that I had in like high school and college, working in a rest area like sub shop. And everything was different. Everybody was different. I was like trying to cut bread, but like all the loaves were like weird sizes. It's really, really awful. I was like, I woke up and I was like, oh, like, I don't want to think about that. I don't want to go back to that job.
Yeah. Ugh. Yeah.
But no. yeah, it's not good.
Yes.
So Feeny sees him.
Yeah. Yeah. He got, you know, caught real quick.
Yeah. Yeah. Feeny sees him and, you know, Eric's like, oh, you're going to miss me, Mr. Feeny. And you know, we get a update on what's going on with Eric's college situation. So he's gotten like rejection letters from all of the colleges. He has been put on the wait list, for one mm-hmm. college.
Well, yeah, for Penn State, which he already got rejected to in A Kiss Is More Than a Kiss, which is episode 14. So I like what he like reapplied well, didn't and got he get, rejected again.
No, I thought he was put on the wait list for North Southwestern or whatever.
No, yeah, no, I'm saying Penn State.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
he said I'm that pretty he sure got turned down from Penn State, but he already got turned down from Penn State earlier. Boston University, and then North Southwestern San Diego State is what he's waiting for, or better known as NSWSDSU.
It's ridiculous.
So
he's still waiting on that one, and we find out that he's going on like a 2-month road trip across country. Basically, he wants to hit all 50 states. Obviously can't hit Hawaii. And he's talking to Feeny about that. And then we're over to Topanga and Corey. They're back together. Kiss. Back together. Kiss. It's disgusting.
they're just like really, really happy. Oh, and Corey's feeling like secure in the relationship. And he, you know, he's coming to terms that she's leaving for the summer. She is going to camp.
15 and all girls camp. Old for camp. Like, is she a counselor at this point?
I don't know. I mean, there are teen camps, but 15 seems a little bit old for 13 camp. 13
would be like kind of where you'd stop going.
There's definitely teen camps. Mm-hmm. But it's like, what kind of person are you to like be like, mom, like I'm going to leave and go to camp all summer?
I mean, I just imagine she's a counselor at this point because it is an all girls camp.
Yeah. No. I'm pretty sure like, I don't know. She's going to camp. And like you do like funner things. Like there's like more like field trips. Like a lot of them are like, I know a couple of like teen camps, like pre-COVID, you would like go on a plane to some places. Oh, wow. Like there's like, you know, there's actual things to do. Mm-hmm. But I got to tell you, I would not sign up for an all girls camp if I was a 15-year-old signing up for a teen camp.
No, it seems pretty boring. Corey wants to go with her.
I want to go to makeout camp.
Yeah, exactly. That's like the whole point is you go to camp and you're like, oh my God, I want to get a camp boyfriend. But Topanga's taken by Corey and Corey like is like, are you sure it's all girls? Like, I want to go with you. It's very obvious that he has like no plans for the summer and he's mm-hmm. just back together with Topanga. So obviously he doesn't want to be apart from her. That tracks. So Corey sits on a bench. He's like very sad and we the Feeny puppet. What's the matter, Mr. Matthews?
I love it so much. Yeah, maybe some history homework will cheer you up.
Yeah. Eric only has 1 week left before he's taking off on this road trip. And Eric says, oh, you know, I have 1 week left here. Let's make it a great one, like old times. And Corey, this is different for Corey. I feel like usually he would like that let that stuff slide. But instead, I feel like he's kind of in like, you know, he's not happy.
We got ourselves a rotten apple this episode.
He is spicy, this version of Corey.
Corey is not having it. He like is over Eric's shit. Mm-hmm. He's taken it for 15 years. He's like a fifth year Harry Potter, isn't he?
Yeah, he's very, very moody. Yeah.
Very moody.
So he says, what old times?
Yeah, well, yeah, exactly. Ooh, sick burn. Mm-hmm. So we, this is the setup of what this episode will become. It is Corey dealing with the fact that he has a brother that's only 3 years older than him, but he never got to be friends with him, connect with him, because as the older sibling, you're off doing your own things, and a lot of the times you don't want to hang out with your little brother.
Right.
And we're seeing the... you know, and how Eric treated him and, you know, all this stuff. We're seeing the fallout mm-hmm. of all of this.
Yeah, so, it's been 3 seasons in the making and, you know, for yeah. Corey, a lifetime. So,
yeah.
Yeah. This is
I think this is a very realistic storyline.
Oh, I got to say, like, spoiler alert, one of the most, for me, relatable episodes of Boy Meets World I've watched. And it's rare that we do get to see an Eric and Corey storyline. So I feel like this tracks, right? Like, this, everything we've seen between Eric and Corey and their relationship makes so much sense that this would be the fallout. This would be the climax of that relationship. So I kind of like that, because I like that we've had through this season, and we'll talk about it in our next podcast when we do the season 3 in review, but like these different pairings and the different focuses of the episodes in season 3. And I like that this one focuses in on the brother, you know, relationship. So we're back at the park, which we've never seen before, I don't believe.
We haven't seen it before, but this is not the last time we'll see a park, this park, I think.
Mm-hmm. So we see Corey and Sean playing basketball. Wow, they play sports.
We haven't seen them yeah, play sports. Look at this. They've been sports fans the whole time.
Yeah, they're trying to trick us, and I'm just like, yeah. No.
Yeah, yeah. Yep. So Corey's like, you know what? It's okay that Topanga's going off to camp, because that means that you and I can spend our summer together. It's like the boys' summer. We'll have so much fun. And then Sean's like, I'm traveling with my dad for the next 2 months.
Yeah. I mean, good for Sean, because he's been without his dad for so long. And so then to take like a father-son road trip seems like it would be really mm-hmm. fun to kind of yeah. get that one-on-one time back. But of course, Corey's upset because he didn't realize that when Sean said he was going to be home, he meant, you know, that his mobile home is always wherever he is.
That's the beauty of a mobile home. You are always home.
And so Corey's upset. And I like the amount of times he gets fed bread by the pigeon lady.
Who is this lady? And why is he like why is she hand feeding him bread?
And what's probably stale bread. Like, you usually don't give good bread to birds, you know? And you're also not yeah. supposed to feed bread to birds anymore, by the way. Like, I'm pretty sure it's bad for them.
Oh.
Yeah. You're better off feeding, like, seeds or, you know.
What about, like, everything bagel? Is that good? Because there's seeds on it.
I don't think
don't
so.
Do that. No.
So he's, like, obviously upset by this. And we see back at the Matthews residence, he's, like, you know, he's losing it a little bit. He says he's going to spend his summer in Atlanta selling Olympic flags.
So what year is this? This is 1996. Was there an Olympics in 1996? In Atlanta. In Atlanta. That's the question. That, yes, there was. Okay. In 1996, the Summer Olympics was in Atlanta.
So that's
so
his
it
plan.
Makes sense that Corey once is like, you know what? I should get a job. I'll go to Atlanta and hang out in the Olympic Village, which if you want to talk about makeout camp, the Olympic Village is makeout camp.
The Olympic Village is makeout camp?
Yes, you've never heard of this?
No.
When the Olympic Village, like where like the hotels and apartments that the Olympians stay in, the hookup culture is like out of control.
How do you know this?
This is like well known.
I know nothing.
Well known.
You should just know
like,
this by
yeah,
now.
Like it is like you go there to do the Olympics and like rah rah.
This is like well known hookup place for the Olympians to have
yes.
sex?
Yes. You go there to do your Olympic thing, but you really go there for the hookup culture.
I mean, it tracks that all these really physically mm-hmm. fit, good-looking people are around other physically fit, good-looking people, need yes. to blow off some steam before they go kill it at the Olympics.
Yes.
Bang-a-rang, done deal.
Right. So if you want to score, go hang out in the Olympic Village.
Okay, well, that was Corey's plan, but unfortunately... Yeah. Amy and Alan don't really agree with this. They're like, no, that's not happening. You're not doing that. And they're like, hey, Eric is still around. He's here for another week. You know, why don't you sit with us and listen all about what Eric's going to do on his 2-month road trip? Corey is such a little shit. He's like, I don't want to hear about Eric's road trip. Like, all right, Corey. Like, I just feel like he's such a Debbie Downer in this episode. Eric is about to graduate and leave home for 2 full months. And, like, you can't even get a little ounce of, like, excitement for him, Corey. You know, it's kind of
annoying. Yeah. And, like, everyone in the family is really excited. They're, like, looking at a map and talking about where he's going to go. And Corey just wants to make it about him. Mm-hmm. And Eric's like, you know what? You're right. Like, let's talk about your problems instead of my trip that because I'm graduating. Like, let's talk about you, how much your life sucks, how great your little park is. Like, sure, no problem.
Here's the thing. Corey's upset because it's Boy Meets World, not Boy's older brother meets world. And he's like, this show has always been about me, and now Eric is getting the spotlight and I'm not into it.
So he's
upset. They start arguing, and Corey basically admits that he feels like Eric has always chosen others over him. He's like, you've never had any interest in being my brother to start with. Like, why start now? You're leaving in a week.
Right.
Let's get it over with.
Right. Like, and whenever we did, like, we're supposed to hang out, you always ditched me. Like, you know, chose girls or your friends over me. And Eric's like, you know what? I don't need this. Like, I'm going to go. I'm going to pack my bags. Like, I'm like, I don't have to hear you, like, bitch at me.
Yeah, I mean, Morgan, I think this is how I would respond. Like, I mean, I think Eric is definitely doing the more mature thing, at least at this moment, and saying, like, I don't need to hear this. Like, I'm just going to walk away. Like, I don't need to have this argument. Like, in my opinion, I would feel the same way. It's like, I'm not going to have you, like, pee on my parade. That's not rain on my parade. Peeing on parades is a very weird thing to do. I'm not gonna.
That's at the end of the makeout camp.
The peeing on the parade?
When you really are.
That's when you've had too much to drink and you can't find a public toilet. So this is how I definitely would have done things, is what Eric does. But yeah, Morgan. Mm-hmm. Morgan offers to be Corey's friend.
Yeah. Morgan's an OG. You know, you never forget the tea parties.
Yes.
Yeah. But then she remembers that she has day camp.
Oops, I have day camp.
She can't be friends. So Amy's like, okay, Corey, let's talk about what you're upset about.
As always.
Like, let's, like, clear the air. And, you know, he's like, I'm just upset about Eric, about Topanga leaving. And they're like, I don't think that's it. I think it's because you're upset because Eric's leaving. And, And then Corey's like, you never sent me to camp. And they apparently tried.
But he sent letters saying they were conducting medical experiments on him.
Apparently they were.
I didn't send letters saying they were conducting medical experiments, but I went to, like, a sleepaway camp for a weekend, not even like a week. And what? I wrote a letter to my parents.
How do you have time to mail a letter to your parents in a weekend?
Oh, it didn't get there. It didn't.
Yes, you came home and before.
Yeah.
Like,
listen, I was an idiot delivered. Child. I don't know what else I need to explain about this.
What was your letter about?
I wanted to come home because
I had never gone to, like, a still?
No, I can ask my mom about it, but I had never gone to a sleepaway camp before. I had always gone to, like, day camps. Like, I went to basketball, like, day camps. And so finally, like, my parents could afford to send me just for, like, a weekend to this camp. And I went, and then I was homesick, but then I got over it, like, the next day, and I made a bunch of friends. So I left.
But then you went home.
Yeah, and then I went home after, like, 2 nights. It was a couple nights. It must have been, like, a long weekend or something. But then by the time I got home, I had a great time. So, like, I don't know if they actually mailed the letter or what this is. I can ask my mom, but yeah, I pulled a Corey.
Wow. Poor thing. So, yeah. So Amy's trying to console him. And she, you know, says, like, you know what? It's going to be okay. Everything works out like it always does. So then we have Eric is packing and Corey comes in. And, like, he's about to say something, but then gets distracted by the mess in the room. Because Corey's such a clean freak. And says his bed is a mess. And there's one sock on it.
Corey is just being a shit. Like, he is being so petty. This is like when you're mad at somebody and you like don't have a real reason to be angry with them. And so the minute they do a single thing that like is somewhat annoying to you, you leap on it and you just grasp onto that and use that as like your real reason for being mad.
Absolutely.
What a mess. The single sock on his bed is such a fucking mess.
Yeah. And Aaron's like, you know what? I'm going to be out of here in a week. You're going to have the entire room to yourself. And Corey's like, I've always had this room to myself.
It doesn't really make sense what he's saying. Like, I understand the philosophy of, like, we've never been friends. We've always been very distant. Like, I feel like that's – it's better saying, like, even though we were physically in the same room together, we were never mentally in the same place at all. We were never emotionally very tight. But, yeah, he's like, we never actually did anything because – Eric, you always wanted to, you know, hang out with your friends or your girlfriends, and you never wanted to hang out with me. Where are your friends now? I'll always be your brother. It's like, I mean,
yeah,
fair.
What horcrux got a hold of Harry? I'm Harry. A horcrux got a hold of Corey and is like making him a fucking grump and a half.
He's awful. This is the most grumpy we've seen Corey.
Yeah. Yeah, but... yeah, so then he's like, you know, you're a terrible brother. I don't know. In a week, I'll be gone. I'll be the best brother you ever had. Jason who, or Jim,
right?
Or whatever
Jason's
that little brother
is.
Jason's
been gone for a while. Yeah.
Oh, no. Yeah, no, him. I meant, what's the last Matthew's name?
Oh, I don't know. Who cares?
What's baby? Josh.
Josh? He doesn't matter.
He matters. And then he's like, I don't need this anymore.
Yeah, they argue about some Mike Schmidt baseball, which...
Oh, yeah.
Is that the guy that has, like, the one-handed pitcher? Is that who that is?
I don't know.
It doesn't
matter. But, yeah, they, like, start... They, you know, Corey throws out, a punch. Like, they're physically fighting now.
Well, yeah, he's... So, no, that happens because Eric throws the ball out the window.
Oh, yeah.
Because he's like, oh, it's my ball. Oh, it's my ball. It's my ball. Oh, yeah, is it your ball? And he throws the ball out the window, which, honestly, he probably hit Feeney's house.
At least the window's open. Like, thank at least God. They're not breaking windows.
Yeah, poor Feeney's going to find that ball in his garden in a few days.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, Alan, this is when they start fighting. And, yeah, Amy and Alan break it all up. And here's the thing. I think as I get older, I feel more and more, and I'm not a parent, obviously. We've talked about this many times. But the older I get, the more I feel for Amy and Alan in some of these circumstances because, like, they walk in and they see their sons, like, physically fighting. And this obviously is not something that usually happens. And poor Amy is like, you know what? Come on, guys. So we have one last week all together. Like, can't we just get along for this one last week as a family? You know, Eric's leaving and Amy obviously is taking it very hard. And I just feel for her. Like, she's like, every day, every minute counts. It's awful.
Yeah.
And Eric says he's
leaving
tomorrow.
It is very tough. I mean, if you have two children that are constantly fighting, it's very exhausting. And once again, this just feels like so real. I'm just thinking of like some brother relationships that I know that are also 3 years apart with very similar arguments. Mm-hmm. And it's like, it is very sad. Like, for an older kid, they're just like, you know, they have like, I feel like older kids always have some sort of like independence to themselves where like, you know, they want to do their own thing and like, you know, it's not cool to hang out with your little brother sometimes or your little sister.
Yeah.
And younger children just like look up to their older siblings so much usually, so it's hard like when they don't want to play with them. So like I really feel for like this issue because it's, I think, an issue if you have a sibling. Almost everybody could relate to it.
Oh yeah, I think 100% doesn't matter boy, girl, older, younger, like no matter how many years there are between them, I feel like this certainly comes up. And Eric is just kind of like over it. He's like, I don't need any of this. I'm going to leave tomorrow instead. And Amy and Alan are like, no, please don't. Like, we want this last week with you here. Like, every day counts. We had a dinner planned. And Eric's like, listen, if you can move the dinner to tomorrow night, I'll stay an extra day. And I really, the other thing I like about this episode is it's so Matthews focused. And so because of that, we get so much more Amy and Alan, which I feel like we talked about.
Yeah, they left the kitchen.
They left the kitchen. They're in this episode a lot. They got to go to the
living room.
And thank goodness. I feel like they actually give solid advice too, because Alan is like, you know what? You take the day and figure out what's bothering your brother. And Eric is like, I've lived with him for 15 years or however many years. I have no idea what's bothering him. And he's like, maybe that's the problem.
Yeah.
You have no clue what is going on in your brother's head. And you've shared a room with him for 15 years. You're about to leave.
But it's hard because, like, why is it Eric's responsibility to figure this out just because he was born 3 years earlier? Mm-hmm. Like, it shouldn't all be on Eric to, like, this out for him. So it's very hard to be the older sibling because you carry that burden that you have to have it all figured out.
Yeah, you have to make it right.
You have to be the bigger person. Like, it's like, you know, a burden is maybe dramatic, but it's something for you to hold on to. Like, you have the responsibility to be the bigger person. And sometimes it's just not fair for the older sibling to always make amends.
And I think that if not for Topanga and Sean also having other summer plans, I don't think Corey necessarily reacts this way. I think maybe he has just like a much lighter reaction. Like, it's not as heavy-handed. It's not as dramatic, I think, because he still has other options for the summer, right? But because it's all three of them leaving at once, I feel like that's what kind of gives Corey this reaction of, you know, over the top. And I agree with you. Like, I mean, we both know. So Sarah is an older sibling. I'm a younger sibling. I am 4 years apart from my brother. So kind of a similar, I mean, we're split the middle of what Eric and Corey used to have between them and now what they actually have between them.
Right.
And that's where I land. And my brother and I are very different. We did not get along as kids. And even still now, we don't have like the warm and fuzziest relationship that some siblings do. And I think it was a lot of like the age difference. We were never in the same school at the same time. We had our own friends. And I never felt like he liked me when I was very young, because I think it's a natural thing. I have a louder personality, right? A second sibling always takes away the attention that the first sibling gets. And so I related to this episode very much so, because I remember when we dropped my brother off at college, and like, not that I didn't have the same reaction as Corey, but more of like unresolved feelings of like, oh, wow, like this is the last time we're all going to be living under one roof together, like ideally, or, you know, in a perfect world. And like having that feeling of like, yeah, do I really know my own sibling, you know, because Corey and Eric don't really feel like they 100% know each other, which is kind of strange considering they've been living together for 15 years.
Right. Or at the very least, they don't understand each other.
Exactly. But yeah, so I like that advice from Alan, though. Like, figure out what's going on. And I think here's the thing. Like, I think they could talk to Corey, too. I agree with you. I don't think it's fair to completely put this all on Eric. I think Amy and Alan can sit down with Corey and be like, hey, like, maybe that's not the way to react. Like, take advantage of this week that you have left, you know, instead of picking fights.
I mean I also see Corey's side as well, because, you know, in Corey's mind, he's tried and Eric's always rejected him or prioritized other things over him. So, you know, like, why is Corey going to try more? Like, why is he going to keep putting himself out there more and more to get just rejected?
Yeah, when you get 10 years or more of rejection, you're certainly not going to keep trying to befriend your brother, you know?
Right, yeah.
Yeah. And this is also, maybe it's later. I'm trying to remember if this is, oh wait, no, it's later on. Never mind. So
now we're at dinner at Chubby's.
Yeah, we're at Chubby's. We see like Corey, what Corey's doing. He's like snuggling Sean and Topanga and like swaying back and forth.
Never let me go.
It's ridiculous.
But they, you know, the family invited them to try to make, you know, Corey feel better.
Yeah.
Feeny makes a little speech, so and he Yeah. Eric, earlier this year, was doubtful that you would even graduate, but you responded to the pressure, applied yourself, and not only grew as a student, but as a person, and I, for one, couldn't be happier. He also brought Eric a gift, which is his diploma, mm-hmm. his high school diploma framed. Everyone is clapping in the room except for Corey.
He's just being a dick at this point. Like, it's just, it's like, yeah. there's no other way to put it. Like, and that's why I like this show, because it doesn't just give us the best of everybody. Like, mm-hmm. everybody has their moment. Like, Corey, who's the golden child, who we've watched for 3 full seasons now, we've never seen him like this. Where we, and we've Mm-mm. seen him do things where we've criticized him and said, you know, that was wrong, whatever, whatever. But he honestly, he's just being an emotional asshole right now. Like, he's just, and here's the thing, like, this is, I've never been more convinced that Corey is a Leo in my entire life. Because he puts the fucking spotlight on himself here.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. So Alan wants Corey to give a speech. And Corey's like, I don't want to. I have nothing to say.
Nothing
to say. You know, Eric's like, you know, I didn't think I could do this without everybody in this room. And, like, the people that are in the room, it's, like, Feeney, Eli, Turner.
His parents. Morgan.
His parents, Morgan, Corey, obviously Corey, but like Topanga and Sean as well, and like some like unnamed yeah. people in the corner. But you know, this diploma, which signifies my intelligence, belongs to you as much as it does.
Me. And he's like, I got you, Feeney. I already included
Yeah, you. I included you, Feeney. That you were part of that mix. Yeah. So then Corey's like, okay, I'm ready for my toast Ugh. Now. I've decided.
Such a Leo moment. Such a Leo moment
yeah,
here.
Yeah. To my brother Eric, who's moving out, and not just for 4 years, probably forever. I don't even know him. And now I probably never will. 15 years in the same room, Eric. 15 years. And he, like, shakes Eric's hand yeah. and he's leaving. He's like, I hope you have a good life. I really do.
I'm sorry, everyone. And he leaves. This is some straight bullshit. Like, this is yeah. a Leo move. And here's the thing. And here's how I know it's a Leo thing to do. Because, first of all, spotlight's on him, right? Like, he gets the attention. He gets to wallow. He gets to sulk. And he gets everyone's eyes on him. And the next day, he's insanely embarrassed. This is a Leo thing. Because mm-hmm. Leos love attention, but they like good attention. Like, that's the thing mm-hmm. about a Leo versus like a different sign, is they don't want bad attention. They only want good attention, but sometimes they'll take what they can get. And so Corey wakes up with that fucking shame of the night on him, you know, just like yeah. seeped in shame.
Embarrass himself in front of everybody.
Yes. And so, like, that is how I feel like this episode has confirmed for me Corey is a Leo.
There's right no in the books.
In my mind.
Yep, right in the books.
Yeah.
So the next morning, Eric's like just finishing up loading up his car mm. and he's saying his goodbyes. And Amy's like, please, like, can I make you breakfast? Can I make you anything?
Make
can
you
I
pizza.
Do anything? Yeah, even pizza. And apparently Corey's missing in action. Like, he slept on the couch last night. He didn't even sleep in the room. And he's not home. Like, he yeah. apparently went to the park to say goodbye
Everybody
to Topanga.
Everybody is leaving on the same fucking day. Topanga,
I know.
Corey, or Topanga, Sean, Eric, all leaving.
I know. Yeah. Yeah, you know what? When people leave on the same day, they sometimes, like, are traveled together. Like, one time apparently, well, this is not apparently, this is a sad story. This was, like, probably my meanest moment.
Okay.
Like, in high school, never mind. I'm not going to tell you. Never. Yes, I will. In high school or middle school, I went on vacation with 2 of my friends, and we had a 4th friend, and she was supposed to move.
Oh, you didn't. Oh, so she wasn't going to be around for
so
it.
So she wasn't supposed to be around, but, like, she was not invited, but it was a group of 4. So, like, I said that I was, like, going to my grandparents, and, like, they said that they were doing separate trips.
Oh, my God.
But we all left on the same day. So, so bad. I feel so bad about this. And then this other friend of ours that was, I was very mad about her for this. She told the girl that we're on vacation together.
That's awful.
So I came home and I was in trouble.
Yeah. Yikers.
It was bad. Very bad. So yeah, like if all of your friends are leaving on the same day, they're probably going on vacation
Everyone's
together without
going
you.
Going on a road trip with Eric.
Yeah. Yeah. Very suspicious.
So Eric basically is like, oh, I don't have time. I'm going to hit the road, you know, give him a hug. And Alan, I love Alan with this line. He's like, I'll hug Corey for you, but it's probably not going to make him feel better. Like, you really should talk to him. You know, you'll never be the same brothers you were in that room when you move out. And
no, but you could be better brothers.
Well, that's the thing, is like they even say to Eric, and Eric knows this is true, that his friends and his girlfriends were more important to Eric than Corey was. And Eric is like, well, there was always 3 years difference between us. And, you know, he has buddies and girlfriends now. And Alan kind of makes the point of like, yeah, exactly. You have way more in common now. 3 years isn't a huge difference now that you're 18 and he's 15. Like, it's you have a lot more in common. And Eric's like, oh, yeah, I guess we can be friends now.
Yeah. So then they say some sweet words. Like, Amy says, like, we know you, that's why we want you to leave, but we know you're a good guy, we know you have a good heart, you always make us proud. So now they say their goodbyes. You know, Alan's having like a hard time like expressing his feelings.
Just give some money.
He just gives him money. Won't give him the gold card though. No. Morgan comes down, gives Eric Fluffers the bear.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, they have a nice moment. It sucks that Corey's not around because this is such a cute, like, mm-hmm. family moment. And they all got a group hug. I love you all very much. And he, like, sneaks out while Morgan's upset and, like, leaves behind Fluffers.
Yeah. Did you notice that Morgan and Amy were doing, like, they looked very emotional?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
During this scene? So, the reason being is that they didn't know if the show was going to continue on with Eric.
Oh, they didn't know if, like, Will Friedle was actually coming back for the next season?
Exactly, for the next season. So everyone was emotional because they thought that it could have been, like, their final goodbye.
Oh, wow.
So the reactions are real.
That makes sense. Like, and I feel like I felt that genuine nature of it, you know? Like, it did feel emotional. It did feel heavy. It did feel like an unusually emotional, genuine moment for Boy Meets World. Not that we don't have those moments, but like this goodbye style is not something we usually see on the show.
Yeah, like, you know, like the Friends season finale where they're all like hugging. Like, there's a very specific like atmosphere.
There's a vibe almost to it. Yeah. And yeah, it would have been nice to see Corey here for this moment, but obviously he's at the park with Topanga. They're on the swings. Topanga doesn't want to go. She'd rather spend the summer with Corey. And he says, I'm completely secure. You're positive this is an all-girls camp.
Mm-hmm. Yes, but even if there's an all-girls camp, across the pond,
there should be an all-boys camp.
There's an all-boys camp. There always is.
Yep, there always is. They have to, like, do lights at each other from across the way.
Yeah, sneaking out in the middle of the night to the boys' bunks.
Yes. So yeah, he's like, he gets fed more bread by this pigeon lady who's also there again. And then of course Sean is also taking off the same day. And, so we hear a honking of Topanga's bus that's picking her up apparently at the park of all places. And then we hear La Cucaracha, which is Corey's grandmother's car's horn, but now it's apparently the Chetmobile.
They use this bit more than once. Yeah. It was funnier the first time.
It was, but I do love the Cucaracha song.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
Don't be too mad at it.
Yeah, we get some hugs. We get like the whole like boy handshake hug thing.
Yeah, where you do the handshake first, then you hug.
When do you think boys learn how to do the handshake hug thing? Like, at what age are you taught that? Is that 10. Remember when we talked about reproductive and you get split up into health
That's
classes?
That's what they're taught.
Is that what they're taught?
Handshake hug. Yeah,
yeah. And that's the funny thing is, all boys know how to do this, but when do they learn it, and why don't we get to learn it?
Yeah. See, do you have this thing in your family? In my family, it is customary, and not. I'm not saying this is right or wrong. This is just my family, my extended family. In our family, men shake other men's hands, women hug women, and women hug men, and that is always how it is. You never see a woman and woman handshake. It's always a hug.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, it's just not done. It's just, okay.
Yeah. When is this taught?
And it's unspoken. It just happens.
It's unspoken. So, yeah. Yeah, exactly. Or, like, the kiss on the cheek.
Yes.
Like, the men never kiss the men on the cheek.
Unless they're, like, Italian and in the mafia.
Yeah. I just want to know, like, guys, like, please tell me
when. It has to be
when...
in a health class or something.
Yeah. Well, I mean, like, Jess, next time we see each other, should we try the handshake hug thing?
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm down for it.
A fist bump is sometimes implemented?
No, because I have rings. You can't fist bump with the rings.
Oh, yeah. All boys know how to do this. It's crazy.
It is. So they do that. And then we see Corey playing basketball by himself, like, taking all the spots. Yeah. He shoots. Like, this is why we don't ever see Corey playing sports, because he fucking sucks. He shoots.
He, like, missed it by a mile.
For Eric to catch it? Come on.
Yeah. Yeah. I thought you would be halfway to Jersey now. Well, I was, but then I realized I was going off to college and didn't get a proper goodbye from my brother. And he came back to say goodbye to Corey. And Corey apologizes that he's been acting like a shit.
Yeah.
You know, brothers fight, but Corey doesn't like it when they fight.
No, he doesn't like it. And this is the dickish, most dickish thing.
Okay, this is insane. He stole the letter from Northwestern, Southwestern, East Coast, West Coast, California
San Diego,
University.
Yeah. He stole the letter because he wasn't ready to let Eric go. What a fucking dick. This is such a dick ass move. To steal someone's mail, first of all, federal offense, Corey. Oh, that's to open it. Maybe to steal it too. Doesn't matter. It's a dick move because you're basically leaving Eric hanging in the air, not knowing if he got into college. And meanwhile, like, Eric has this whole trip planned. What the fuck are you going to do? Wait for him to call from a payphone and then be like, oh, by the way, like, what the fuck, dude?
I got your letter. It's a small letter. Might as well not come home.
Well, that's
now.
The thing is, Eric doesn't even realize based. I mean, he's gotten how many rejection letters now? He should know what they look like. Like, yeah. Likers. So.
Yeah. Yeah. There is no merch in that envelope.
No. So he obviously doesn't get in, and he's really upset. And Corey says, you know what? Take more courses over the summer, like reapply. And Eric says, you know, maybe I'll find a school closer to home. And he like isn't going to go on the trip. He's like, it was supposed to be a celebration. And now it feels like I don't have anything to celebrate. But this is where Corey turns it around. It took him all episode. But we're finally back to the Corey that we know and love. And he says, Still take the trip. You know what I mean? You should still take it. You should still celebrate. You know, you're done with... I mean, still, you graduated high school. Like, it's still a celebration.
Graduated high school. That's a big celebration.
Yeah. And then this is where it gets, like, so cute. Because Eric says, oh, well, I'll go first thing in the morning. And he's like, why not now? He's like, oh, I have to wait for you to pack. 2 months on the road together. So cute. So cute.
What an adventure.
Yeah.
To go on the road for 2 months with your brother.
I feel like this is also, though, very...
Oh, the places they'll go.
I think this is really risky, though. Because if, like, you don't... If you feel like you don't know your brother and you feel like you're not friends with him to then go on a 2 month trip together, like, you're getting close real quick, you know?
Let them live. They need this to connect to each other and be better friends.
I'm not saying it's a bad idea.
Now, I do think that, like, they come back and then this is, like, next season starts where, like, Corey's really, really annoyed with Eric. Like, he's lost.
The start of it.
Yeah, he, like, lost all, like, respect that, like, my brother's, like, the coolest guy in the universe. Yeah. And now it's just, like, Eric, you're annoying and stupid.
Yeah, I've seen what you're like for 2 months straight.
For 2 months, yeah. I think this is so exciting.
It is.
Like, can you imagine? They're going across country. They have places to go. So next, the end credit scene is that Eric and Corey are leaving. They have their itinerary. Mm-hmm. They're going to stop by Virginia, D.C. Feeney wants them to go to Boston because William Daniels is from Boston. Yep. He's like, yeah, like, maybe we'll go to the Cheers bar. But Feeney's like, no, like, Bunker Hill and Old North Church.
Gotta say,
like,
I've been to the Cheers bar. It's fine.
Meh. It's fine.
It's fine.
Yeah, it's like in like an, it's like in a weird spot.
It's in a very
weird spot.
Yeah.
It's like, it's an alley, like a big alley, and it's kind of like tucked away.
It's really packed as well, at least when I went.
Oh, I didn't go in. I just passed it. I'm like, oh, there it is.
It was fine.
Yeah. So, and then they're like, oh, like, we're on, like, a strict budget. Like, if we can make it there, we can make it there. And Alan, like,
forks,
you know.
Forks over more money.
More muns. Morgan's like, you're going to have a great time together. And, yeah, so they're like, you know, that's it. Rhodes are calling. They say their goodbyes. And like, Corey, they leave. And Corey's like, are we really going to freaking, like, go to all these, like, Oh, because part of the deal is that they go see colleges, right. Which I think is very smart for Corey to go see colleges. Yeah, he's 15. If he's going into 11th year.
Yeah.
But he's like, I don't want to go to colleges. And he's like, you know what? It's fine because we can go to all these beaches.
Right. They have like a list of beaches that are all nearby these colleges.
Exactly. So, yeah. Smithsonian? Yeah, right.
Yeah. And then they leave. And no, I think this was a good send off for season three. Like, I think it's smart to get Topanga and Corey back together on the penultimate and have this be the finale. And I really like that we brought it back to just the Matthews were the central focus of this episode, because mm-hmm. we haven't had a ton of like family stuff. It's been a lot of Eric and Feeny and like, you know, more Sean stuff and Corey and Topanga stuff as always. But we haven't seen a ton mm-hmm. of Amy and Alan. And so I really like that that's where they went on this episode. And I really personally connected with this story. I mean, I think... And I think that we have three full seasons of content to back up the way Corey's feeling. Like, this exactly. tracks with what we've
exactly.
seen.
I think this was very well thought out. I thought it was, like, a good setup. Mm-hmm. And it's something that we have been missing from the show. Mm-hmm. So I thought this was a great episode. I really, really enjoyed it. Do you want to hear, like, a little bit of rotten news, though?
Oh, yeah.
Don't mean to ruin your buzz, but... This is the last episode that we see Eli Williams.
Really?
He does not come back.
He's so memorable.
Season four.
This keeps happening to us. That I feel like these certain characters are so memorable. We must see them all the time. And then they just like leave without any fanfare.
Yeah. Eli only gets one season. From what I've read, they felt as though he didn't really have a storyline.
And they didn't give him one.
It's very true. They felt like he didn't really have a storyline. They didn't know what his place in the show was. So they let him go. They wrote him out of the show, and we will not be seeing
that's really
Eli
upsetting.
Anymore.
First of it all, is. Like beyond the fact that it's like a supremely white show, which we've talked about, like beyond just that fact, we really enjoyed what Eli brought. Like, I mean, yes, he wasn't given like his own storylines much, but like we loved the fact that Turner had a friend, Turner had a fellow colleague that was younger. It wasn't always like Turner and Feeny. We enjoyed like Turner and Eli together. And so it's like upsetting that they were just going to like ditch him after that, when it feels like that they even make an attempt at giving him a storyline.
No, they didn't. No, they didn't. Ugh. It is very disappointing.
Especially because it's such a white show. Like the person of color on the show.
I know. Ugh. I know. It's extremely disturbing. So we'll talk about Eli some more in our season three recap. It is a shame, though, because I feel as though he was really, really needed.
He was. It feels the same kind of thing with Minkus. It's like, Minkus is gone. What the fuck? Eli's gone. What the fuck? It's like, they keep doing this to us. It's very, mm-hmm. I really liked Eli. I really liked his relationship with Turner. I feel like he was like a fun character. And I feel like this season was like a good, like, setting the stage for Turner, or for Eli. And we could have had more with him next season. But that's disappointing. But yeah, well, I'm sure we'll talk about him a decent bit in our next episode on the season three wrap up recap podcast, where we just kind of go through all of our season three stuff. But do we get into the fashion hour? Not as many outfits to choose from, because we just had one episode. But we are starting things off with Miss Topanga, of course. This is her outfit when in the very beginning of the episode, when Corey goes, they back together, kiss, back together. So she is wearing a so on her on the bottom, it was tough to find a good photo of it, but she was wearing like a light green kind of like fluttery mini skirt. But the main reason I chose this outfit is because she's wearing a denim vest that kind of zips up the front, and she has like a brown chunky belt around her waist and a white t-shirt underneath, short sleeve shirt underneath. She also has her hair in a super high pony with a scrunchie, and I've started noticing in the last couple episodes she's growing out her bangs, it seems, because they're kind of pushed to the side more versus like right in the middle of her forehead. She's going for more of a side bang look at this point.
Yes. I mean, like, love the high pony. I like the fact that this vest zips. Like, I feel like that's new and different.
Yes.
I haven't really seen that before. Like, it's always buttons or, like, doesn't close at all. Yeah, I think that this is a cute little outfit.
Yeah.
It's age appropriate. She doesn't look like she's, like, going for a business meeting.
100%. Yeah. So love this one. Up next, we have Amy Matthews. This is in her outfit when, you know, Corey and Eric are kind of getting into it a bit. So she's wearing kind of like your mom jean style, like a darker denim, but high waisted with a chunky black belt. She has a long sleeve red shirt tucked in. We see a lot of tucked in clothing in the 90s. She has like a small pendant necklace on, and then her hair is kind of in her normal Amy style, but she does have a red headband that's kind of like a patterned, I can't tell what it is, but like a red patterned headband in her hair, which is very 90s as well.
Yeah, look at this little outfit. She looks so cute. Like, I like her hair in this like hair wrap headband thing. I love red on practically everybody. I feel like it's kind of like an underrated color.
It looks good on a lot of skin tones, and I think that's why. Like, it's just, it's very like forgiving, you know?
It is. Like, this is like a solid outfit choice.
And then another red outfit, another red ensemble. This is another Topanga outfit. So this is the outfit that she is saying goodbye to Corey in. She's wearing a light wash denim jean, kind of high waisted. She's wearing a white top that's kind of tucked in or cropped. It's hard to tell, with a red sweater over top that has, it's like polka dotted, like a cardigan, but it like has more polka dots, like the higher that you get up on it, if that makes sense to anybody. And she's wearing a red headband. Her hair is down, long and straight. And then I spotted with my little freaking eye those red goddamn cowboy boots again. But this time they're not as obvious because they're tucked underneath the jeans. But she's wearing them, bitch.
She is. I think this is such a cute outfit. Like, I love this little cardigan, like, and the matching red headband. I think it's adorable. The sweater is, like, a little crop, too. It's, like, kind of a cute little look. And I don't know. We cannot get rid of the red cowboy boots. But can you imagine bringing those cowboy boots to camp and how much you get ridiculed for them? Or they'll get destroyed in the mud. Like, don't bring your red cowboy boots to camp, girlfriend.
Rightfully so. They're real bad. So what are you thinking for
this one? Goodness. I really like this Topanga outfit. I just think it's just, like, really cute. The camp one, the one that the red sweater cardigan, and like, I feel like the pants look very like 90s. I think I'll go with Topanga for this.
And moving on to our Paul Rudd certificate of timelessness for the most timeless outfit. We have three outfits to choose from in this episode, all in the blue range. I love how there's red for the Rachel Green and then blue for the blue gray. For the Paul Rudd certificate of timelessness. So first outfit I have is, Amy was killing it with these outfits, I felt like, this episode. So this is her like going away party outfit. If you excuse the buttons, which I have, I feel like this is a cute outfit.
I like the buttons.
Okay, so you like the, okay, so fun. Then like include the buttons. We have like a gray slate blue type of dress. Falls what appears to be like around the knee. It's kind of like a type of like a fit and flare, so it kind of flounces out. She has like a cuffed sleeve, and then it has like kind of like a V-neck but with lapels, and then some black buttons going down the center. Her hair just like normal Amy hair, but it looked like a little done up a little bit. She has a necklace on, and it's kind of like polka dotted, but not obviously polka dotted. It looks almost like it's a different fabric for the polka dots, so they're kind of modest polka dots, if you will.
Yeah, I think this dress is adorable. I think it's, like, youthful but fun, and I think that she looks really pretty in it. I think it's a really, really cute dress, actually.
I would wear it. That's how I know it's, like, one I like, because I'm like, okay, I'd wear that. I'd wear that.
Yeah.
Up next, we have Eric at his going away party. So he is wearing like a medium wash denim jean with a brown belt. He has like, he doesn't have his iPhone watch on, but he does have a watch on. And he's wearing like a light blue button down shirt that's tucked in. It's obviously not ironed, which probably should be. And Eric, I think we talked about his hair once before, where he got a haircut This is, I think, my favorite Eric hairstyle in this episode. I think it looks good. It doesn't look as 90s. It still has that 90s vibe, but it's not like a mushroom cut. You know what I mean? Like, you could see somebody with this hairstyle now and not think too much of it. You'd be like, it's a little long, but it's not bad.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I think that he looks really good. I really do like his hair in this. I like this outfit. It's a little, like, he's always preppy and he's always put together. Mm-hmm. But this is, like, the type of outfit that you would wear to a high school graduation party. Like, you got to dress up a little, but he's not, like, wearing, like, a jacket or anything. I like that his sleeves are rolled up. It gives it more of, like, a casual feel. A dress shirt with a jean is always delightful in men's fashion. I think that he looks great.
Yeah, I like this look. And then lastly, we have Alan on moving day. He's wearing a light wash denim, kind of like his typical looking Converse shoe, and then a crew neck, kind of like a grayish greenish crew neck sweatshirt. Really honestly gives me my dad vibes. This is a definite outfit my dad would wear. I think the shoes, he wouldn't wear Converse, but my dad literally owns sweatshirts that look just like this. Yeah, what do you think of this outfit from Alan?
He looks very comfortable.
He does.
I like how this is like his like Sunday afternoon outfit where he just can be casual and just like chill out. He always looks good. He looks good. I like the sweatshirt. We haven't like thirsted over Zaddy Allen that much this season. It's been, but he looks good. He still has
vibes
it.
Vibes of like him cleaning or fixing the sink. Remember, like I feel like it's a very similar outfit, which I like because it's like realistic that people wear the same clothing over and over again.
Exactly. Yeah. That's why we always see Sean in the same t-shirts over and over again. Yeah. So I'm kind of like back and forth between Eric and Amy. I like both of their outfits. I guess I will give it to Eric because this is a Eric episode. And I think that he looks really, really good here.
Yeah. And I feel like it's not often that we credit Eric with some of his looks. So
we don't.
Congratulations to Topanga and Eric for winning the final Rachel Green Awards and Paul Rudd Certificate of Timelessness for this season. Obviously, we will go through the winners and the losers of those next week on our season 3 wrap up podcast. Super excited for that. Can't wait to break it all down. I've really enjoyed this season. I can't wait to get into season 4, which I know is like, I think Sarah, you've said that you're like really pumped for season 4. It has some really good episodes.
Yes, I've been waiting. Yeah. I've been waiting. It's been a while.
Yeah. Yeah, so super excited for that. We have some guests coming up, so that will be fun as well. I'm just excited that we're like, I mean, I think I looked, right? Are we halfway through? I think we're halfway through. Oh no, sorry. Like midway through this next season, we'll be halfway through with covering Boy Meets World, I think is what I said, which is pretty insane.
Pretty wild.
Like, yeah, that it's already, I mean, we're a year into this and we're already, you know, almost midway through. But yeah, I can't wait. Sarah, what else do we have coming up for our listeners?
Yeah, if you are a Dawson's Creek fan, we are just wrapping up season 2. We did our Dawson's Creek season 2 wrap up. It's coming out on Monday the 6th. And then in addition to that, we are closing in on our poll for Robin Williams month. We have 18 hours left at this moment, but I would say that it looks like our two Robin Williams movies that we're covering in the month of September is Mrs. Doubtfire and Jumanji. There was a push for Flubber, but doesn't look like it's winning this time around.
I know. We could always do another Robin Williams month, but I am sad. Yeah. I love Flubber. But I'm still very excited for those other two. So
yeah, so we have some guests planned for that as well. Aside from that, we just celebrated our 1 year anniversary. Yes. And we did a 90s snack bracket. So if you haven't checked that out, please give it a go. You can send in feedback at shit90spod on Twitter and Instagram. And we have a website, just a reminder, where you can send in feedback there as well and leave us a voicemail, www.shit90spod.com. As for me, I will be on the Big Brother RHAP wrap up on Sunday the 5th. So you can check that out now. Mm-hmm. It's been out, but, you know, you can still check it out. And even though it's like nearly a, you know, week out from being irrelevant.
Yeah,
Big Brother.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But still, people can go listen and maybe they already listen. Have. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And you can find me at Sarah Ferguson.
Nice. I have community building as always. So give that a listen over at Post Show Recaps. Become a patron. It's a new month. It's a new day. Best time to join becoming a patron. The $10 level, you can be in the Discord, which I'm in literally nonstop all the time. You can always find me there. But yeah, other than that, I'm also going to be on the reality TV wrap-ups for Married at First Sight. So excited to go talk about that show. It's one of my favorite, like, more trashier shows that I watch, like 90 Day Fiancé, Married at First Sight. I love all that nonsense. So I will be on that this week. So I'm sure I'll tweet it, retweet it, all that nonsense over at The Jess Sterling on Twitter. Other than that, I think that's all we've got for you guys. So send us in feedback. Send us in, you know, favorite character, all that nonsense for season 3. We're getting into it next week. So we will talk to you all then. Have a good one.
Shit 90 Shows taught me.